Welcome back to the show. 8:06 on your Thursday morning. Plenty of A-League happening at the moment. Last night, Melbourne City, shocker for them. 2-1 loss to Central Coast, who hadn't won in 327 days.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, for a few reasons.
Lost their way.
No, so there was a penalty right at the end. I think it was the 86th minute. Matt Simon missed. Great save by Eugene Galekovic. Unfortunately, he parried it straight back to Simon, who then scored with his left boot diving to his left. So, Melbourne City, that's a stumble that they didn't need. We were just talking about them getting a lot of consistency the other day with a couple of the players and unfortunately going down 2-1 last night. So, you realise Central Coast last year, for the whole calendar year, only won one game. And so it's been a long drought for them, their first win of the season, and Melbourne City will be very disappointed. One team that did get back on track, though, were the Melbourne Victory. Fantastic to see them. Really well done on the weekend against the Newcastle Jets, and had to back it up midweek as well. And five, they put past Brisbane Roar, if you don't mind at all. One man who's played in every position except, I reckon, keeper is Lee Broxham, and he joins us on the line now from the Melbourne Victory. Lee, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Guys, how are we?
Just for
great.
Just taking the mick, have you ever put the gloves on in training, Lee? Because you've played every other position.
Oh, I'm mucking around to have a few times, but not quite yet.
Can't quite shift the big head of Lawrence Thomas out of there at training. In terms of the win, first of all, on the weekend at Amy Park, it was a good 2-1 victory. I don't think you guys played your best all game, but then to click like you did on Wednesday, you must be really proud of how that came together.
Yeah, I mean, it was, sometimes you know, football's not pretty and sometimes you've got to get results. In a successful season, and that's something that happened on the Saturday, and we kind of just say after the game, you're not going to remember the performance at the end of the year. You'll remember the result. It'll be on paper, and yeah, in Brisbane it was it was kind of a to and fro a little bit in the first half, and then we kind of just turned it on a bit in the second half, and the boys up front, the quality that they have. Really showed, so it's great when you've got players like that that can turn a result on its head really quickly like that. So it's very pleasing.
We've certainly got a whole team full of those, Lee. Great to be talking with you this morning.
Yep.
Is this a stronger position that you've ever felt with Melbourne Victory? You're the current champions. Compared to last season, are you in a better position now?
Yeah, well, if you recall back to last year, we were, I think, early February, we were struggling to pick up points and we're coming into our Champions League campaign as well. So it was a bit all hands on deck if we wanted to get something out of the season. And we went on a run of, I think, winning 8 of 10 A-League games for the back end of the year and salvaged something from the year. Whereas this year we've picked up a lot of points in the first half of the season and, set ourselves up for the end of the season, and when we're playing, coming to the Champions League as well, you might be able to sort of juggle the squad a bit better than if we needed to pick up a lot more points than we need to. So yeah, it's very pleasing, and we're setting ourselves up well at the moment.
You've been at Melbourne Victory a long time, Lee. Looking at the four or five attackers in front of you, and one of them's not even out there on the park at the moment in KSK Honda, Toivonen and Barbaroussis, Troisi and Tonis. Have you ever seen a better attacking front half of the Melbourne Victory?
I mean, we've always had, kind of philosophically the club has always been an attacking style club, and so we've always brought in great players over the years. But, yeah, I think, the calibre, we've signed two players that have just gone to a World Cup before the start of this season. And the likes of Terry and Costa are in some of the best form of their career as well. So that makes it a lot easier. And, I think and Carl Valeri's come into the team at the base of all that. And I think he's making their job a lot easier as well. And they can't be underestimated. So it's a great combination, and we're very lucky to have everyone here.
Well, it certainly is a good combination. 5-0 against the Brisbane Roar. You play again on Sunday. How's the camp going? There's been a lot of games in a row.
Yeah.
How's everyone feeling? There's a bit of travel involved as well. And you probably don't get a whole lot of rest at home either. You've got triplets running around, so you've got your hands full. How does it all balance for you and also for the rest of the squad?
Yeah, well, we've gotten the big bash motto during January, haven't we?
You bet.
Yeah, it's great. Like crowds have been great during the midweek game, so it's obviously good. But the squads aren't huge to some of the turnarounds we've had, so it's been difficult to between games we haven't even been out on the training park, some of the boys, and you're just sort of doing everything for your body to make sure that you can basically play the game. And for myself personally, I've kind of really had to call in the family over the last couple of weeks to make sure I'm getting the right rest as well at home. And it's a selfish job sometimes, and but making sure I'm right and ready to play is becomes a priority around this period. So it's not easy, but it's your job, so you make it happen.
It is a bit of a challenge. But in terms of the squad, you mentioned it's not a big squad. How many in the squad, and how many would you take away to a game like Brisbane? Do you have a number of different options? And I know you have the substitutes there, but do you take a few extra as well?
No, we don't. Sometimes if there's a cloud over someone, you might take an extra player. But you take the 16 away, just the guys that are on the pitch and the guys that are on the bench. I think we have 22 players this year, and once you pick up a couple of injuries, and you've got a couple of young boys there that have just started to learn their trade as well, so it starts to get difficult to change a lot of players. But it's the guys that are playing are doing great, and the ones that are coming in that we've needed are doing a great job as well. So it's gone all right.
Feels weird that you're playing the Wellington Phoenix on Sunday. I remember being at the game just a couple of days after Boxing Day, and that was one of the games of the season. Ended up 1-1. Do you think you've improved since you played them last? I know it's only been 3 weeks, but what can you take out of that 1-1 draw that you'll take into Sunday, Lee?
I think it's they're a very hard-working team, and they've got some pace up front as well that really wait for their opportunities to on the counter attack. And they've got some quality. They can score some good goals too. So, it's. I think it's making sure we're switched on and limit their opportunities. And when we get ours, we need to take them because they're difficult to break down.
Ali, one last one before we let you go. $100 million on offer tonight in Powerball. Earlier in the morning, we were talking about what's the one sporting event you'd like to get to. What is there a football event that you'd like to get to when you retire, whether it's an FA Cup final or a World Cup final or seeing the Socceroos overseas? Is there one you'd like to get to that you haven't been to yet?
Yeah, well, I haven't been to a World Cup, so, me and three other mates, so me, Adrian Layer, Christian Sarkis, and our other mate, Sammy Civic, always talk about going to a World Cup. So I think it would be going to a World Cup, wives permitting.
Yes, exactly. That's going to be the hardest negotiation of all.
Yeah.
Lee, all the best on Sunday. Thanks for your time this morning on RSN 927, and good luck against the Phoenix.
Thanks, guys. Great to chat.